Paul Gow, good morning to you, good sir. What about that Jordan Spieth going wire to wire with a little bit of, well, detour on the way, you could call it there, Gow. How'd you make it?
It was an amazing week, really. I've got to say that the first 3 days, I guess, wasn't that exciting. It was a little bit boring in spots. It wasn't British Open-like. You know, obviously on Friday, it started to blow in a bit rainy and all that sort of stuff, and that was more like British Open stuff. But then out comes Saturday, it was beautiful, and you know, Brendan Grace goes and shoots 62, lowest in major history. And you had all the old blokes blowing up, Johnny Miller and you name it. They're all blowing up that, you know, the course was too easy and all that sort of stuff. But you still got to shoot 62. I don't care what golf course it's on. But, yeah, we had a mixture. But Jordan Spieth, wow. You know, three over through four holes, he looked awful. The club was getting stuck behind him. He didn't know where the ball was going. He was pulling out a putt from the first putt of the day. He was pulling out a putt and blowing up going, I can't get it in the hole. And somehow he won that event.
Yeah, which is a mark of a player. And the majors are now mounting up for him, mate. How many is he going to win?
Well, you know, the mental toughness that he showed on 13 there, when he's just hit it so bad off the tee to actually regroup. You know, every player from a, you know, a scratch handicapper to a 20 marker, after you've hit a bad one, it's hard to hit a good one after that.
Yeah.
And he's got amnesia. He forgot all about it. After he bogeys 13, you know, he goes and hits that shot on 14, which was just magnificent, then eagle. And it was like it was a different person. It was Jekyll and Hyde. It's sort of like, I've forgotten all about that. I'm just going to go on and win this golf tournament. And I felt a bit for Matt Kuchar. You know, Kuchar's been a bridesmaid in many events. He's won a lot of money, but he hasn't won a major. And this, you know, he played superbly. Hit the lead, obviously, after 13. But he was going head-to-head. It was always going to be a match play, those two, going into the weekend. But, yeah, just come up shy there. Because, you know, all of a sudden, Jordan Spieth's putter got on fire and he just changed as a person. He started getting the ball out of the middle of the club face and going at it. So it's one of the best victories I've ever seen because he was gone. Okay. Like, he was ugly, and it's hard to turn it around when it's going ugly.
Finished at 12 under. He hit one under for the day. And as you said then, Gowie, he turned it all around. Best place Aussie, Mark Leishman, hit a 5 under on the final round to finish the 4 days at 4 under. Not too bad.
No, that was a great week for Leishman. Everybody, every man and his dog tipped him purely because everybody thought the wind was supposed to be up. You know, the forecast at the beginning of the week that it was going to be blowing sideways every day. Well, that didn't happen. But Leishman, commendable, you know, week, that's for sure. But, he, you know, like every Aussie that was in contention after day one, Friday wasn't kind to him. And he had a 6-over on Friday, and that hurt him, plus 6. You know, he's in contention if he doesn't have that. But you know what? Another good Open Championships from him, and we just know how good a player he is. And, you know, that round on Sunday was great. I tell you, the one that's sort of flown under the radar because he hit off at 8:05 on Sunday morning was Aaron Baddeley.
You know,
a little 64 on Sunday to move himself way up there to top 26. I can tell you that's about a 60 or 80 grand jump for him there, and you know, puts him in, you know, a lot of confidence going into the rest of the year because he has been struggling somewhat. And you know, finishing off a major like that's a great effort.
All right. Give us a report card, mate, on Jason Day and Adam Scott.
Yeah, well, Adam Scott still played, you know, pretty solid for him. He lost his golf swing on the Friday, which is very rare. I've never seen him lose his golf swing. He was out of sync. He couldn't make contact. He went to the range. He got that back. Commendable, you know, 3-under on Sunday. Still didn't hold enough putts. I think he had 31 and 32 on the weekend. That's still not enough. Jason Day was somewhat indifferent. He was all over the track. He is really underdone. If Jason Day wants to, in 3 weeks' time, contend in the next major, the PGA Championships, he really has to do some hard work. He's really taking his foot off the accelerator, and really not a great week. I know he's in there at tied 27th at plus one, but a player of his caliber that we've seen last year of 7 wins in 12 months was amazing, and he just sort of hasn't done enough work. So hopefully he does enough work. But good news coming out of the whole event, we're getting the British Open champion coming to Australia for the Australian Open in November. So what a good signing from Golf Australia to get Jordan Spieth back here. So, but you know, once again, no sleep over the weekend watching those tournaments through the night. So it was fantastic.
Yeah. Wasn't it good? Wasn't it good? I was going to say, Gowie, the whole setup changes now with that, as you mentioned, the next US PGA coming to town. We've just heard that Justin Johnson is going to be the man to sort of lead the charge there. Is he? I mean, as you mentioned, different ball flight, so it's going to suit him to get back on the US.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, his whole major got derailed, or major campaigns got derailed at the Masters. He was an absolute laydown for that week. That's as good as anybody I've seen play in a stretch of golf leading into the Masters, and then fell down the stairs and slipped play. So, not that he's recovering from it, but mentally, golf does some weird things to you. So, he's getting back there. He hit some good shots. He's probably my early money around Quail Hollow. I don't think it's a golf course for Jordan Spieth, but this guy just keeps amazing. He hasn't got that flamboyant golf shot. If someone said to me, what's Jordan Spieth the best at? I said, well, he's putting without a doubt, but any other shot, long irons, driver, wedges, you can't say that he stands out at any of them, but he makes it all work. So can't wait to see him in November.
And, mate, just the final one from me, Gowie. Everything he did on the 13th was with a rules official, and it was all okay? It was all ticked off on?
Yeah, I think he had every rules official there possible.
Okay.
where he had to take, when you see in between the equipment bands,
yep.
His actual rule drop that the equipment bands weren't there was way left of that. You know, still wouldn't have made any difference. He actually would have had a better angle to it. But I don't know about you guys, but that shot that he hit there with a 3-iron, he really doesn't know where he's going. Michael Grelli's caddy said, oh, you've got to go over here. But as we all know, you know, when you can't see where you go, it's damn hard. Yeah. And he got it up near the green. What a great bogey. Really good bogey. I thought the golf course itself was absolutely magnificent. Keep in mind, he shot 12 under. Last time it was here, 3 over par 1 event.
Yeah, you're a good man. Gowie, we do thank you, mate. It was a great British Open. I thought Royal Birkdale was a beautiful backdrop. Really intriguing sort of course, and watching these guys get around. It was good viewing. Good on you, Gowie. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, fellas.
Paul Gow, our golfing expert on the Big Sports Breakfast. Have you done the masterclass with Gowie?
I did. I did his show the other week. And
he's a good man.
He gave me a couple little tips just to sort of get myself going through there. Yeah. And now I can't hardly walk. It's amazing what you've done for so many years. And he goes, mate, if you just do this, this might work a little bit better for you. I've done it a couple of times. It was literally just the way I'm twisting my hips rather than going back.
Yeah.
I couldn't walk at the
end
of the day.
No, he said your hips were like Elvis.
it was just an easy, that was an easy in.
He didn't, I said that.